Welcome to Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast. My name is Wyatt Houts, and my website is havenofbliss.com. Today I want to talk about an event that I did this town, downtown. I photographed a corporate party. I've been doing photography for quite a while, and if you had checked out the gallery at the Haven of Bliss, you can get a snapshot of some of the pictures I've done, and I have some nice photo essays that you can look at. But tonight was a pretty interesting experience. I shoot with a Nikon D70 and a SB800 Nikon flash, and I also have a 17-55 f/2.8 lens, which I use for this evening. It's a pretty interesting event. I got contacted through Craigslist, and they contracted me to come to this event, which was the Lady of Chicago Boat, Tribal Fusion. A company in California had contracted me to come and photograph their mixer party. And what I had done is this evening, I went with an assistant, and I photographed all the people, basically doing portrait and group shots, and in a candid way. I had planned to do some journalism-style photographs, but unfortunately the company needed to have the names of the individuals, so the nature and format didn't really allow for me to take those kind of photographs. So I just have a lot of pictures of people looking cheerful into the cameras. You know, as they drink their champagne, and they look over the edge at the Chicago River. It's really an interesting spot right there, at the intersection of Wacker and Michigan. That's pretty much the core center of the city. Most of the addresses stretch away from there. And right kitty corner from the boat is the Wrigley Building, which caused some problem for me this week because today the lights on the building were getting in the way and changing my exposure. The Wrigley Building is a staple for Chicago and has been in the paper recently because they're planning to sell that to condominiums, and possibly in the near future they will have private residents there. And I think the Chicago Tribune owns the building at the moment, or Wrigley Gum. I'm not really confident. We'll have to look into that a little bit more, but it is a beautiful building right on the waterfront, and you have a nice view of Lower Wacker, and you know, it's the outlet to Lake Michigan, and it's really a common spot where everybody walks and comes through Michigan Ave, because it separates like the straight stretch to the north buildings that connects to the loop to the south, and it was a really good time. They had the boat docked permanently, and they had men there with computers, which ID'd me, and we had our RSVs and P's, and they gave us name tags, and we just walked around and took pictures and had hors d'oeuvres and all the other things that are common in a party. And it's a fun experience to go take pictures. I set my camera to have like a -1 flash, and you turn up the ISO rating, which is like how well it reacts to light, and I'm able to take a picture with a lot less light, but it makes the picture look a little more grainier. But since it's nighttime, it's a good trade-off, and you have to set the white balance accordingly, because naturally like the red light of the night tends to affect the cameras a lot differently, and our eyes naturally adjust. Photography is very interesting, how our eyes are just so amazing. They can see like 8 stops of light, where cameras normally can only see a range of like 5 stops. So like if you ever take a picture, you see that the sky is all white and the ground is exposed, or you can see the blue of the sky and the clouds, but then the ground is all black, and it's really a challenge just because it doesn't have that same dynamic range. And you know, at nighttime, like even the white balance, and there's so many factors. Like you could have bronze light coming from one direction, and you have the white light coming from another direction. They all have their different temperatures, and the daylight is brighter than the cooler shadow light, and it's hard to get a picture that looks the same way as our eye sees because our brain interprets so much of the signal that we have. Portraits are special kind of photography where you want to have a longer lens because it makes people's faces look flatter. Typically 85 millimeter to 100 millimeter generates a beautiful portrait. And it's really hard to understand that distance and that focal length because, we're so used to these point and shoot cameras that and like the different kind of crop factors. And they're like, well, if I have a 100 millimeter lens on a normal full frame camera, then what does that translate with the 1.6 crop factor on a digital camera? And the truth is, it's the same because it goes by the angle of the glass, but you're only cropping the center part, so the perspective is the same for 100 millimeter on a digital camera with a crop is a full frame camera. So tonight I had rigged up my flash and tried to shoot a lot of pictures at 35 millimeter to 55 millimeter, which is the range of this lens. It's really sharp and does a wonderful job. And I took like 100 pictures of the people, and then I went up on the bridge and did some overhead shots of the boat and of the water and other boats going by. And it was a good time, but going through and keeping track of people's names is really tedious. But hopefully, thankfully, a friend of mine went through and wrote like everyone's name down as I took pictures and put their time in. And it was really a cool experience, and I would really love to do photography more full time. And it reminds me of my time as I assisted a New York Times photographer for a little while in the Detroit region. And maybe that is something that I could go into as I get away from engineering in the future, or something I could do down the line further as an opening door. Because I really love Chicago and I feel like I'm becoming part of it. And maybe I'll be able to have more events like this where I can just casually go out and photograph and just capture the city of life. Because, I really enjoy just watching and partaking in life. And photography is such a good way to get little vignettes of the city. And as you can see, I have like a photo essay right now on Haven of Bliss. In the gallery of Chicago pictures, where you can see certain ones that, that view was a little fascinating to me. Or I took a picture and you notice some details, and there's a lot that plays into it. I'm colorblind, and I have a hard time seeing reds and greens as brightly as they really are. And I'll take a picture and I won't notice that there's a vibrant fire hydrant right in the center because it's dulled down for my view, but the other colors still stand out, and someone else will look at it and say, "Oh, wow, there's a really red fire hydrant right there," and I didn't even notice. Or they'll say, "Oh, their skins look a little bit green to me," and I'm like, "Oh, I couldn't see the red flashy color, so the green kind of balanced out." But computers help me a lot now with that. I'd like to talk more about photography in the future and different techniques I had used, but tonight I just wanted to share with you about, just getting out there and taking pictures and how that can lead into other hobbies. And tonight was just a good experience of practicing as in the business and dealing with people. And maybe future business and future things will come from this. So my name is Wyatt Galen Houts, and I'm coming from you from havenofbliss.com. That's Wyatt's havenofbliss.com podcast. And I hope for you to tune back soon for future broadcasts.